Sarah Hadar, friends of Zev, it's an honor for me to be here in this very special gathering to remember Zev. There are more than few people in this room who knew Zev for many, many years. I think I knew him for more than 25 years. Zev was in Israel and outside Israel, an institute of one man. An institute or an intelligence entity that did the collection, the evaluation, the assessment of the information. And people read him all over the Middle East and far away from the Middle East. But they have always had a very clear list of priorities. And on the top of the list, there were two issues. Issue number one, security of Israel. And issue number two, truth. These were the two things that Zev was always committed to, and even when he had a very good story that I'm sure that could get a nice place on the front page of Haaretz, and he thought that it might harm the security of Israel, he would think twice and normally won't publish it. I hope that what I'm going to say today, Zev would agree to. And I'm going to talk about the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. A peace process that go on for the last 15 years. And I'm afraid that if someone will wake up after 40 years of coma within 20 or 25 years, he might ask if this peace process is still going on. After 15 years, there is a lot of frustration. We knew optimism and pessimism. We had ups and downs. But we are in a point in which we were promised by both sides, by the Israeli Prime Minister and by the Palestinian President, that before the end of 2008, we will have an agreed paper that will cover most of the issues, if not all the main issues, that we are arguing about for the last two decades. Olmert and Abu Mazen had very good meetings. They are meeting on a regular basis. I think they respect each other, and they even trust each other. And it is the same with Tzipi Livni and Abu Ala. They have meetings, nothing is leaking out of those meetings. But if you ask Israelis in the street, is it possible that we are going to have an agreed peace agreement before the end of this year? I believe that the majority of the Israelis and the Palestinians will say no. Why is it so? Even, by the way, when Bush visited the region last May, he was promised by both sides that we are working hard together to reach this agreement. Why people are pessimistic? There are two key players, Israelis and Palestinians. And the Palestinians, we are talking with the PA, the Palestinian Authority. The Palestinian Authority has a few nicknames that are not exactly the same, but Fatah, PLO, and the Palestinian Authority are almost one entity. It led by the same names, although there are differences between these three entities. But the people who lead the Palestinian Authority, Fatah, and the PLO, are those who believe in a two-state solution. And they are our partners. They are the ones with whom we can make peace. But what is the situation in Fatah? Fatah had two big failures in the last 2 years. The first one, they lost the elections, the Palestinian elections. And they did a number of mistakes before the election, but the fact is that after the elections, the majority of the Palestinian parliament was headed by Hamas members. And the new Palestinian government was led by Hamas' new prime minister. The second failure, they lost Gaza. It's true that they lost Gaza by force. The Hamas used force to take over Gaza and control Gaza. But the question is not why they lost. They lost because of corruption. They lost because of misleading their people. They lost because Palestinian people were looking for a change. And a change is a well-known word now in Washington, but it's also a well-known word in among Palestinians. Palestinians were waiting for a change, and the Palestinian Authority and Abu Mazen was not offering them a change. But even after these two failures, there has been no change. As if no lesson was learned by the Palestinian or by the Fatah and PA leadership. There is no new gathering of people, no new recruitment of young guys in the streets. There is still an ongoing argument between the old generation and the young generation who is not so young anymore. But there are no decisions. There are promises that are always postponed. There are promises to have new elections. There are promises to gather the PLO. But meanwhile, nothing on the ground is done seriously. And the people in the street are not really following the Palestinian leadership, the Fatah leadership. There is also no charismatic leadership. We can argue who was Arafat. But one thing we cannot argue about, that he had charisma on his people, not so much on others. But Palestinian people follow him, trusted him. He was a good actor, he was a kind of a leader that people follow. I don't think, unfortunately, that Abu Mazen or any other Palestinian Fatah leader at the moment enjoy this kind of charisma, with one exception, which is Barghouti, that part, or even major part of his charisma is because of the fact that he is in an Israeli prison. And I doubt if he will enjoy the same support once he will be released, and I don't see Barghouti being released in the very near future. So there is a very big question. Can Abu Mazen sign an agreement while he is considered to be a weak president, while he will be attacked by the Palestinian opposition, and without giving some serious concessions, no agreement can be achieved? And when I'm talking about concessions, I'm talking about the two sides, and soon we'll talk about the Israeli side. But can Abu Mazen give up the right of return, which is not a precondition, but it is a must in any future agreement between Israel and Palestine? Can Abu Mazen compromise on Jerusalem, on borders? I believe that, by the way, the easiest issue to agree upon is the security arrangement. And even if, who is going to talk on behalf of Gaza? Who is going to talk about the safe passage between Gaza and the West Bank? Who can promise on behalf of the Gazian people? Can Abu Mazen do it? Can we say that let's wait and see what will happen in Gaza and then implement it later? In Israel, the situation is very much different, but not that much different. The Israeli government at the moment, and especially the Prime Minister, is under heavy criticism. We were expecting 2 weeks ago early elections, or people were talking about the possibility of early elections before the end of this year. I doubt if it's going to happen, but the planned elections are for November 2010. I am quite sure that we'll have early elections. I am not sure it's going to happen this year, but it is more possible that it will have elections in the beginning of 2009. The Israeli government, or the Israeli coalition, is threatened by its members. For example, Shas, who said all the time that if Jerusalem will be an issue in the negotiations, Shas will withdraw from the coalition. What is the meaning if Jerusalem will be one of the issues? Can we talk about a peace agreement without talking about Jerusalem? And they are not talking, Shas was not talking about the results. They were talking about putting Jerusalem on the table as an issue. And there are hints coming from opposition leaders saying that even if this government will reach an agreement, it is not sure that a change in the government or a new government will respect the agreement, which is quite a new phenomenon in the Israeli politics. And the Israeli side will have to give up certain things that also will be very difficult. First of all, the Israeli side will have to stop, I believe, as a Palestinian demand, all new constructions in the West Bank. It's not an easy political decision. I'm not talking about illegal outposts that were promised to Israelis and to Americans more than once to be demolished. A peace agreement without evacuating Israeli settlements. I'm not talking exactly where, but some or more than some Israeli settlements will have to be evacuated as part of any peace agreement with the Palestinians. I doubt if the government can take this decision at the moment without facing serious difficulties in the streets, in the Knesset, and elsewhere. But the Palestinian Authority and the Israeli government are not the only players. There are a few other players as well. One of them is the Hamas. The Hamas is a key player. People used to say that the Hamas is gaining power, and I'm, by the way, not so sure about it. I think that the reason why the Hamas was looking for a ceasefire in Gaza is out of weakness and not out of strength. The Hamas promised to its people that by using force, he will give them everything. He used force. He gave them misery. And the pressure inside Gaza by the Gazian people on the Hamas forced the Hamas to look for a kind of a ceasefire. There was, by the way, the Hamas, since it took over Gaza, started to compete with the Fatah guys on corruption. And Hamas guys are using more or less the same terms. The cars in Gaza that have gasoline used to be only Hamas cars. The best jobs was taken by Hamas family members. It's true that they exercise more law and order than the PA before they took over. It's true that there are less drugs in Gaza. But it's true that people had been shot in their knees when they were criticizing Hamas. So I'm not so sure that in Gaza, Hamas gain support of the Palestinians more than they had before the elections. But Hamas is a very powerful organization, by the way, not only in Gaza. Hamas is present all over the West Bank. In certain areas, they are very strong. They are quiet in the West Bank because of two reasons. First of all, is the Palestinian Authority make more than few arrests of Hamas guys. And then the Israeli presence in the West Bank prevent Hamas from challenging the Israeli Defense Forces. But they are there. There is Hamas leadership in the West Bank. I believe that there is Hamas arms in the West Bank, hidden here and there. They are very strong in certain parts. For example, in the south, in Hebron, they are quite strong, even in Nablus and few other places. And when and what will bring them out is another question, but they are there. And even in Gaza, where Hamas is very strong, there is also opposition to the Hamas. Or there are other Palestinian organizations that might challenge the Hamas, that might challenge the ceasefire. But I can bet that the Hamas will not accept any agreement between Israel and the Palestinian Authority. And once such an agreement will be signed, the Hamas will get out. I don't know exactly what they will do, but for sure they will oppose it. And they might open an internal Palestinian, not civil war, but violence. In Israel, there is also opposition. And the Israeli opposition don't trust an agreement with the Palestinian Authority. Even many Israelis who used to support and to support the peace agreement and to support any kind of reconciliation with the Palestinians are questioning, can Abu Mazen and his colleagues implement an agreement? And it's a big question, I doubt. Not only because among the Palestinians there is the Palestinian Prime Minister, Salam Fayyad, who is an honest man, a guy who really tried to build Palestinian security apparatus, who really tried to build law and order in the West Bank, is not cooperating with Abu Mazen. There is tension between the two of them. And the whole system is very fragile, and Israelis ask themselves, can they implement any agreed paper? And there is no answer, no clear answer to this question. Most of the people are pessimistic about their capabilities. And there is quite a strong opposition in Israel to any Israeli-Palestinian agreement, because the meaning of such an agreement is evacuation of settlements in the West Bank, and not talking about a huge amount of money that will be needed, and I doubt where we can get it from internal Israeli sources. I doubt Palestinians. Of course, it is a very frightening solution for many Israelis. I believe that no agreement can be achieved without the Palestinian Authority implementing law and order. We are not asking them to provide security for Israel or for Israelis. But we need a strong Palestinian Authority that will implement law and order on Palestinians in their areas of responsibility. And we need a very strong Palestinian central regime. I think that without giving the right of return on the Palestinian side, and without an end to Israeli new constructions in the West Bank, it will be extremely difficult to move forward to a peace agreement. And with too weak leadership on both sides, it is doubtful if those leaderships can sign an agreement and survive. Thank you.